When two worlds collide. The spiritual versus the natural. The right order of God's creation. While listening to a sermon from James 1 verses 9 to 11, I realized that the backdrop of James' words could be framed by what we have been seeing since creation and throughout history, which is intensifying once again in these last days, what I will call the great spiritual inversion. If you look close enough, you can see this inversion described and illustrated in the New Testament book of James. God gives the correct order of creation, for example, as seen in James 1 verses 9 to 11, New American Standard Bible. Now the brother or sister of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position, but the rich person is to glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. And its flower falls off and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed, so also, the rich person, in the midst of his pursuits, will die out. Let the brother, or sister, in humble circumstances glory in his high position, as a born-again believer. Called to the true riches and to be an heir of God, James 1 verses 9 to 11, Amplified Bible Version. And the rich man is to glory in being humbled, by trials revealing human frailty, knowing true riches are found in the grace of God, for like the flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, its flower falls off and its beauty fades away, so too will the rich man, in the midst of his pursuits, fade away. There are two world systems which have emerged as a result of this inversion. All things began with God's initial plan of creation, and as sin entered the world, two alternate plans emerged which are competing for the hearts and minds of all humankind. This competition, as it is rightly called, can be, and often is, violent and deadly. These systems which have emerged from God's created order are capitalism, which is derived from God's created order, and communism, socialism and Marxism, a perverse derivative taken from God's created order. For a complete chart, click on this text, Capitalism versus Socialism versus Communism. Note, from the Communist Manifesto, socialism is the first necessary step from capitalism to communism. Once communism is established, socialism is done away with, discarded. The Socialist and Communist Manifestos clearly state that Christianity is the bane of their systems and objectives and must be eliminated and eradicated at any and all costs. Christianity calls for the conversion of all other systems to a belief in and a voluntary adherence to the ways, means and purposes of God. Satan's spiritual inversion is the devil's attempt to deceive the nations to call evil good and good evil, who substitutes darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitutes bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. See Isaiah 5 verse 20 in all English translations. Satan's spiritual inversion is in full attack mode and is on full display in these last days, which are the days in which we now live, as evidenced by Hebrews 1 verse 2, Hebrews 9 verse 26, Acts 2 verses 14 to 17, 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 and 1 Peter 1 20, 1 Peter 4 verse 7, 2 Peter 3 verse 3. 1 John 2 verse 18. Now, also read and hear the words pointing to the inversion. For, God does not overlook sin and, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness oppress and stifle the truth. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, in their inner consciousness, for God made it evident to them. For ever since the creation of the world his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen. Being understood through his workmanship, all his creation, the wonderful things that he has made, so that they, who fail to believe and trust in him, are without excuse and without defense. For even though they knew God, as the Creator, they did not honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking, godless, with pointless reasonings, and silly speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. And exchanged the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God for an image, worthless idols, in the shape of mortal man and birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their own hearts to sexual impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin, because, by choice, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading and vile passions, For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, a function contrary to nature. And in the same way also the men turned away from the natural function of the woman and were consumed with their desire toward one another, men with men committing shameful acts and in return receiving in their own bodies the inevitable and appropriate penalty for their wrongdoing. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or consider him worth knowing, as their creator, God gave them over to a depraved mind, to do things which are improper and repulsive, until they were filled, permeated, saturated, with every kind of unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil. Full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice and mean-spiritedness. They are gossips, spreading rumors, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors, of new forms, of evil, disobedient and disrespectful to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving. Unmerciful, without pity. Although they know God's righteous decree in his judgment, that those who do such things deserve death, yet they not only do them, but they even, enthusiastically, approve and tolerate others who practice them. Romans 1 verses 18-32, from the Amplified Bible Version. Abandonment of faith. But the Holy Spirit explicitly and unmistakably declares that in later times some will turn away from the faith, paying attention instead to deceitful and seductive spirits and doctrines of demons, misled, by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared as with a branding iron, leaving them incapable of ethical functioning. Who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from certain kinds of foods which God has created to be gratefully shared by those who believe and have a clear knowledge of the truth. For everything God has created is good. And nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. 1 Timothy 4 verses 1-4 from the Amplified Bible Version. Difficult times will come. But understand this, that in these last days dangerous times, of great stress and trouble, will come. Difficult days that will be hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy and profane, and they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection. Calloused and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal, haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of outward godliness, religion. Although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them. For among them are those who worm their way into homes and captivate morally weak and spiritually dwarfed women weighed down by the burden of their sins. Easily swayed by various impulses, always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1-7, from the Amplified Bible Version. There have been previous outbreaks or attempts through schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Remembering that our struggle is not against flesh and blood contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. The Tower of Babel, 2242 BC, anti-God. The rise of Nazism, 1919, anti-Christian, anti-Jew. The rise of Socialism, 1789, Communism, 1848. And Marxism, 1917, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Jew. The rise of the United Nations, 1945, UNESCO, 1946, the World Economic Forum, 1971, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Jew, pro-Marxism. Signatories to Agenda, 2030. Forces of Darkness. It would appear that Satan is succeeding in coalescing the nations of the world around his plan of spiritual inversion. But it is only a little more time before God settles the score and puts all things in his right order. And then, the devil who has deceived the nations will be thrown into the lake of fire and burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. See Revelation 20 verse 10. James is explaining in fine detail and is defending, in practical terms, the immutable superiority of God's created order and the only reality. Please click here to complete this teaching with the right order of God's creation, as found in the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.